Chapter 2. Driver Responsibilities. The privilege to drive carries with it many responsibilities. You, and only you, are responsible for your actions. There are a number of requirements that a driver's license holder must be aware of in order to maintain the privilege of driving in West Virginia. School attendance for minors. If your school notifies the DMV that you are not attending or have excessive unexcused absences, the DMV is required to suspend, revoke your driver's license until age 18 or until you present a reinstatement authorization form from your school and pay the reinstatement fee. You should contact your school or local school board if you have any questions concerning this law. How to refer an unsafe driver. If you are concerned about an immediate family member who can no longer safely operate a motor vehicle, you may write a detailed explanation to the DMV at the address listed below. You should provide us with the person's name, address, date of birth, and driver's license number, if possible. Law enforcement may submit this information if they have had personal observation or contact with an unsafe driver. You may also wish to seek the advice of the family member's personal physician, or the physician may submit information directly to Division of Motor Vehicles, Medical Section, P.O. Box 17030, Charleston, W.V. 25317. Telephone 304-926-3961. Based on the submitted information, the DMV will re-examine the person's driving skills or ask for updated medical information from the person's doctor. After re-examination, the DMV may issue the person a restricted driver's license or revoke his or her driving privilege, not only for the safety of that individual but for the safety of other motorists. Re-examination of drivers. You may be required to take a medical, written, or driving examination if the Commissioner of Motor Vehicles has good cause to believe you are incompetent or otherwise not qualified to be licensed. After you have taken the examination, your driver's license may be suspended or revoked, or you may be issued a restricted driver's license. Refusal to submit to this test is grounds for suspension or revocation of your driver's license. Crashes. Crashes resulting in injury to, or death of, any person or property damage in excess of $1,000 must be reported by the quickest means possible, oral or written, within 5 days to the local police department if it occurs within a municipality. Otherwise, it must be reported to the county sheriff or the nearest WV state police office, see WV Code Section 17C4-6. If your vehicle was not covered by the required West Virginia liability insurance on the date of the crash, your motor vehicle registration and driving privilege will be suspended. Compulsory insurance. West Virginia law mandates that all motorists driving on the state's public roads must carry West Virginia motor vehicle liability insurance. The minimum amount of coverage, as provided by law, is $25,000 for one death or injury, $50,000 for two deaths or injuries, $25,000 for property damage. When you obtain or renew your vehicle registration, you must sign a statement, under penalty of false swearing, that you have West Virginia liability insurance on your vehicle and will keep this insurance for the full registration year. If your insurance is canceled for any reason, you must surrender the vehicle registration plate to DMV. In addition, a certificate of insurance or other proof of West Virginia liability insurance, which can be obtained from your insurance company, must be carried in your vehicle at all times, along with a valid vehicle registration card. An image displayed on a wireless communication device, as provided in Section 17D2A-4, is also a valid proof of insurance. In the event of a crash, you must present this certificate or other proof to any investigating officer. You must also show the certificate at the time of annual vehicle inspection. The DMV may conduct a verification of insurance at any time during the registration year. If you are issued a notice, you will be required to submit proof of coverage. Failure to provide proof of West Virginia liability insurance will result in the suspension of your driver's license as well as your vehicle registration, along with reinstatement and/or penalty fees. West Virginia's mandatory insurance law allows DMV to directly verify insurance coverage electronically with insurance companies. This program, while allowing DMV to verify insurance at the time of any vehicle transaction and perform ongoing verification to ensure vehicle owners maintain the required insurance while the registration is current, provides additional enforcement tools for DMV to track uninsured drivers. If the company does not verify your insurance information and you are unable to prove otherwise, you may be subject to a penalty fee, suspension of your driver's license, as well as your vehicle registration plate. If the DMV receives a ticket or crash report indicating that you did not have West Virginia liability insurance, you may be subject to a suspension of your driver's license, as well as suspension of your vehicle registration plate. Repeat offenses of no insurance will result in enhancement of the driver's license suspension period. Reinstatement of your driver's license and/or registration plate will require current proof of West Virginia liability insurance and payment of mandatory reinstatement fees. Filing of false or fraudulent insurance information will result in an additional 90-day suspension of your driver's license, revocation of your vehicle registration, and possible prosecution that carries a fine of not more than $1,000 and jail time not to exceed 1 year. The use of communication devices while operating a motor vehicle. The use of any electronic communications device while driving a motor vehicle on a public street or highway is prohibited unless the use is accomplished by hands-free equipment. Statistics show that a driver's concentration drops by 20-33% when using a wireless communication device. A hands-free electronic communication device has a feature or function that allows the user to engage it without the use of either or both hands. An electronic communications device is defined as a cell phone, personal digital assistant, electronic device with mobile data access, laptop computer, pager, broadband personal communication device, two-way messaging device, electronic game, or portable computing device. Violation of this law includes using an electronic communications device that is not enabled as hands-free to engage in a call, view or transmit images or data, play games, or compose, send, read, view, access, browse, transmit, save or retrieve an email, text message, or other electronic data. Fines and points assessed against a driver's record based on number of offenses are as follows. First offense equals $100 fine and 0 points. Second offense equals $200 fine and 0 points. Third and subsequent offenses equals $300 and 3 points. Use of an electronic communications device to report a fire, traffic crash, serious road hazard, or emergency to the appropriate authorities, or use by a law enforcement officer, firefighter, emergency medical technician, paramedic, or the operator of an authorized emergency vehicle in the performance of their official duties are not violations of this law. For more details, visit www.legis.state.wv.us and search WV Code Section 17C14-15. Point system. The DMV has a point system to identify and control problem drivers, maintaining a record of all violations of traffic laws. Your record will show the date, nature of the violation, and the court in which you were convicted. Points have been assigned to various in-state and out-of-state moving traffic violations depending on the seriousness of the violation. Repeated convictions may build a point record leading to suspension of your driving privilege. Points remain on your driving record for 2 years from the conviction date. When you have 6 points or more on your record, the DMV will send you a letter of caution, urging you to be careful while driving and obedient of traffic laws. When you accumulate 12 points on your record, your driver's license is subject to suspension. You may have 3 points deducted from your record by completing an approved 8-hour defensive driving class. Motorists are only eligible for this point reduction once every 12 months. Only specific courses are approved for this point reduction. If you take a class without approval from the DMV or take the class prior to the points appearing on your record, you will not be eligible for the point deduction. For more information, you may contact the DMV at 1-800-642-9066. Driving in other states. West Virginia is a member of the Driver License Compact. Traffic violations you receive in other states will become part of your West Virginia driving record and, if warranted, points will be assessed. If you are convicted in other states and the offense is grounds for suspension or revocation, your West Virginia driver's license may be suspended or revoked. Other states may also restrict, suspend, or revoke your privilege to drive a motor vehicle in those states. West Virginia is also a member of the Non-Resident Violator Compact. This allows drivers to accept traffic citations for certain violations and continue on their way, regardless of whether the driver resides in that jurisdiction. Each member state agrees to suspend the driver's license of its own citizens who fail to comply with the terms of the traffic violation committed in another state. Failure to comply with in-state citations. State law requires municipal, magistrate, and circuit courts to notify the DMV when you fail to appear or fail to comply with any type of ticket, court order, or decision, even if it is not a traffic ticket. The DMV will suspend your driver's license until you present proof of compliance with the court action and all penalty fees are paid. State law also requires the DMV to suspend your driver's license if you fail to maintain any child support payment obligations. Traffic tickets and other types of citations should be handled promptly to avoid possible driver's license suspension. Fraudulent use of driver's licenses. The information you provide when you apply for your driver's license or apply for a duplicate driver's license must be true and accurate. It is against the law to provide false information when you apply for any type of driver's license. It is also illegal to use someone else's license as your own, to permit someone else to use your driver's license, to permit someone to use your identity documents to obtain a license, or to use or display a fictitious license. The penalty for these offenses is a 90-day suspension. Mandatory driver's license revocation. Convictions for certain violations of motor vehicle laws are serious and require the immediate revocation of your driver's license. The DMV must revoke a driver's license when it receives a notice of final conviction of any of the following: manslaughter or negligent homicide resulting from the operation of a motor vehicle. Two or more moving violation convictions as a graduated driver. Providing false information to the DMV. Leaving the scene of a crash that results in death or personal injury. Three convictions of reckless driving in 24 months. Racing on streets or highways, drag racing. Driving while your driver's license is suspended or revoked. Failure to satisfy a civil judgment against you as a result of your involvement in an automobile crash. Conviction in this state or in any other state for driving under the influence of alcohol, controlled substances, or drugs. Failure to pay for gasoline upon second conviction. Any felony committed using a motor vehicle. Driving while a driver's license is revoked or suspended. Revocation and suspension periods vary depending on the offense. Driving while your driver's license is suspended or revoked, non-DUI related, is a serious matter and may cause a 90-day suspension. The penalty for driving while your driver's license is revoked on a DUI is a mandatory minimum jail sentence of 30 days to 6 months. The law also requires that your driving privilege be revoked for 6 months. All suspension, revocation transactions and reinstatements must be handled in person at the Division of Motor Vehicles, 5707 McCorkle Avenue, SE, Charleston. WV 25317 or by mail through P.O. Box 17030, Charleston, WV 25317 or online at go.wv.gov/self-service. DMV Online Services. If you need to check the status of your license, obtain the total number of points on your license, or to check your CDL medical certification date, you now have the ability to obtain this information by accessing the DMV Online Services page at go.wv.gov/self-service. Applicants also have the ability to view and purchase a driving record online for a fee of $12.50 and pay their driver's license reinstatement fees as well.